standing in front of that, and you know, they were blown away. I don't think they could believe their eyes. They didn't really comprehend. Even when it was on site and installed, people thought it was just a black, they thought it was cardboard hanging on the wall. They didn't really understand what it was until we lit that thing up.
Hello, and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner here with Matt Anderson. Today, we're joined by Sean Trudell, owner, president of Automation Arts, and Ron Moore, vice president of Automation Arts. We're going to talk about how they've worked with Daktronics, highlight some projects we've worked on in Milwaukee, and more. And we're here today with Sean and Ron from Automation Arts. Sean, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Thanks for having us, guys.
And Ron, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
And I have to ask Matt every time how he's doing over there, just to make sure he's okay and ready to go.
Yeah, you know what, Justin? I'm doing really good. Thank you.
Good. Sean, can you start by giving us a little rundown of Automation Arts and what you do there?
Yeah, absolutely. So Automation Arts is a commercial and residential audio video integrator. We've been around for about 25 years. About eight or nine years ago, we changed ownership and really started focusing more on the commercial side of audio video. So we do everything from, you know, design build, in-house programming, engineering, service install, top to bottom.
Nice. And then, Ron, can you give us a little bit of a look into your life and tell us what you do at Automation Arts?
Yeah, so I'm the vice president of Automation Arts, and my primary role here is heading up sales and business development. Automation Arts has two locations. We have our headquarters, which is based in Madison, Wisconsin, and then the office I work out of is in downtown Milwaukee. So we have right around 15 to 16 employees that are based here in Milwaukee, and the balance of the company is based in Madison with another 20 to 22 people over there. I think we have a total of about 46 now. Sean can correct me if I'm wrong on that.
Yep.
All right. And how did you guys hear about Daktronics, and how did you start working with us?
So in 2016, the Milwaukee Bucks had put together a plan to build the new Fiserv Forum and a new training center for the team. And Sean and I got involved with the team on the training center, and we did that project with them and worked with a large construction firm, owner rep for the Milwaukee Bucks called CAA Icon. So when the idea kind of came around for the entertainment district, we started talking to the team president about a large sports bar that we'll talk about a little bit later, called the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill. During that conversation, we got introduced to Tony Mulder and Brock from Daktronics, and that's really where the partnership was born.
Have you heard of Daktronics before kind of that meeting at all? Like, have you heard whispers of it before and just kind of haven't worked with us?
Yeah. We've heard of them. We've kind of seen them in the Lambeau Field and obviously with the Milwaukee Bucks. So we knew what Daktronics did. I guess kind of knew what they did. We knew you guys made jumbotrons and scoreboards and things like that. So that was really all I had known that time about Daktronics.
Yeah, and I would say too that it was probably one of those scenarios where we didn't realize that you guys worked with integrators and small AV companies. For smaller AV companies, right? Because you think about Daktronics as kind of the leader in the sports world from, like Ron said, jumbotrons and scoreboards. You see them everywhere from high schools to, any sports stadium you go to. So it was interesting to get to know more of the, smaller side and the other layers that Daktronics has to offer.
And with learning that side of it, what did you notice that Daktronics does kind of differently than others that are out there?
From my experience, working with the team that I've worked with for the past couple of years from Daktronics, it's just that, these guys are our friends now. I mean, we work so closely with them, and, having them make multiple trips out here, meet with us on site to make sure the project is going, as planned. You know, even from the commissioning side, we've worked with a few of your commissioners out here. We're, you know, we see the same people, which is really what I enjoy about working with Daktronix. We're not getting, you know, one person one time, another person another. We've been with the same two people for the last, you know, 3 years. We've worked with, you know, Tony and Brock and on these projects. So that's really the difference that I see, is the real personal touch that we're given by the guys at Daktronix.
I mean, that's kind of something that, you know, I think not everyone always realizes, is that, you know, it's a big TV, you know, we call it Jumbotron, but it's one of those, it's not just you're buying the display from it, right? It's not like we just shipped you guys the display and that was it. There's a lot more that goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah, tons of coordination, tons of planning. And it's, you know, when you get to see these guys in person and really have, you know, meaningful conversations about it, I think it's just so much. It's just it brings a different level of confidence to us when we're doing the project that they're very involved and in tune with where the project is at, timeline, all those things.
So maybe we can jump into some recent projects that we've worked with you guys on to find out how we've worked together. So we've worked on a few installations now. What's the most recent one that you can tell us about?
Yeah, so we're working right now with a local manufacturer. I can't mention the name of this company just for NDA reasons.
But, okay.
So last year we hosted a kind of a technology night here at Automation Arts in Milwaukee. And this company that I was working with at the time, they wanted to do a 2x5, 55-inch panelized video wall. And the guys, you know, we talked to Tony and Brock, and we said, hey, it'd be great if you could bring your LED, a video wall to our show that we could show our clients. And, of course, this is, you know, another great reason to work with Daktronix is you guys had a mobile case with a 1.9 video wall solution that you brought out for that night, for our event. And we happened to have the decision makers for this project were here that night and saw that 1.9 pixel pitch video wall. And they ended up switching from that 2x5 to a true 16x9 1.9 video wall. So obviously for us, it was a great opportunity to install something that you don't see very much of here in the Midwest. And the client, we just finished this install and commissioned it about 2 weeks ago. And the client is just blown away and you know, the added value they feel that it brings to this customer experience center, you know, is they feel they're going to get a real return on their investment as a result of it.
What was it like to go through and work with Daktronix to actually get it installed in its final location and get it up and running?
Yeah. So that, again, that's a benefit of working with Daktronix is we literally set up delivery of this thing overnight. So we can get a hold of Daktronix and say, okay, today's Wednesday, Friday morning, we'd like to see the video wall on site at 6:30 in the morning. And that video wall's there at 6:30 in the morning so we can get our crews installing it. The product itself is very easy to install. And commissioning of the system, you know, took a couple of days to dial that system in, but overall it was a very easy installation from a video wall standpoint.
Yeah, I kind of want to go back to, you know, you talked about bringing a demo unit, you know, to go to show that. And I'm just kind of curious, do you guys run into that a lot? Because, I mean, I've dealt with demos before at Daktronix, and there's a lot of people out there that may know what an LED display is, right? But if they're thinking either we've had projectors or LCD screens and then they don't understand what the LED display is like, they can see pictures online and everything, get an idea. But there's something about seeing the technology like in person that seems to have a different effect on them.
Absolutely. If that video wall would not have been here that night, I am 100% confident they would have not purchased it. I think standing in front of that, and I, you know, they were blown away. I don't think they could believe their eyes. They didn't really comprehend. Even when it was on site and installed, people thought it was just a black, they thought it was cardboard hanging on the wall. They didn't really understand what it was until we lit that thing up and put the new Top Gun trailers on it, and people stood there in awe for, you know, it's funny, after the owners had watched it and they sat there and it was basically for just presentation. It was to, you know, it was basically a large computer screen at the beginning, but after the owners has seen it, we added speakers and four subwoofers to the room. So they basically now has a home theater, and they call it their new sports bar. So
wow,
it's taken on a whole new level of the space, and they really enjoy it.
Nice. And we mentioned the Mecca Sports Bar earlier. Can we shift a little bit and talk about that project? And can you give us some background and how that one came together?
Yeah. So the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill, I think, and Sean probably feels the same, is probably our favorite project we've ever done. It's a really short timeline. So the president of the Bucks had met with us, and me and our director of engineering were sitting in a meeting, and it was kind of just a planning phase. And he had said, I want the biggest, best sports bar in the Midwest, period. And he said, there's a couple of bars I like around the country. One was in Atlanta, one was in Boston, and one was in Canada. So he kind of looked at us and goes, why don't you go look at that and then come back and put something together for us. So we had flown down to the Atlanta Braves Entertainment District and went into a bar down there. That's very similar in size and scale. And it really was centered around a large video wall, smaller than what we have done at the Mecca. And then we came back and we had the blueprints of the building. We had kind of the square footage, and Mike Stockland, who's our director of engineering, has got a real, real heavy pro audio background. So, we started with a killer sound system in it, and then we just had this giant open space. So we'd work with the guys from Daktronics, and we ended up settling on a 38-foot diagonal 2.9 pixel pitch video wall. And then we said, it'd be really cool is maybe do some ribbons like they have at the arena. Mm-hmm. So we ended up putting in about 126 foot of ribbon around the first and second levels of the bar. So I don't know if you've ever seen it or seen pictures of it, but it's pretty spectacular. And, there's another 65 TVs throughout the space. It's, the owner wanted to have two TVs visual in every seat in the building.
Okay.
So that was his request.
Okay. And then I'm kind of curious too, because I know there's discussion, but I'm curious what it's like when they say, we want like a large TV here, but then, what are you going to put on there? Because I know there's a lot of different ways to handle a display when it goes up, right? It doesn't have to just show one image the whole time. Was there a lot of discussion as to what exactly did they want to use that display for?
There was a lot of discussion around, how many quadrants they wanted it to be, broken up into, whether they wanted it to be 4K or 1080p. So there's a lot of planning that went on to it. We did a lot of the visual demos actually in the Fiserv forum on the Jumbotron and the new Jumbotron. We would show 4K content up there. We'd show 1080p content up there. Mm-hmm. So that was really kind of the vetting of what that wall was going to end up looking like, over the course of probably about two to three months. But what's really cool about the Mecca is it really linked the Mecca. It's owned by the ownership group of the Milwaukee Bucks. So it is an extension of the Fiserv forum. They have everything in there. When there's a playoff game, you can sit inside the Mecca Sports Bar and you feel like you're inside the Fiserv Forum. The same thing you see on the Jumbotron, you see on the big screen.
Nice.
The Milwaukee Bucks had their own DJs in the space, so they have the show control, so they can do all of the layovers and things like that they do on the Jumbotron. We have the KISS camera in there, so we can, during commercials, we have the KISS cameras going around and the people can see themselves on this giant, this giant video wall. So it's an arena like experience in a sports bar. So those who can't afford the ticket to go to a playoff game or it's sold out, they have that opportunity to have that immersive experience sitting in a bar and having food and with your friends and family. It's really unlike anything I've ever experienced.
And I feel like that's kind of a trend right now. I'd say over the last maybe like 3 to 5 years, though, is that the entertainment district thing, right? So there's sports facilities and teams that are starting to look outside of their venue and saying, like, how can they tie in some kind of unique experience? Either like you're saying, if there's a playoff game and it's all sold out, how can they still be in an area where fans like them are to cheer on their team? or even come early, stay late type of things. Is that something that you guys are also seeing kind of on your side of things? Is there a lot more demand for something like that?
There is, probably now more than ever. There's also Dactronics at Asheville Install that we partner with them on, a beer garden project right outside the Fiserv Forum in the Mecca. There's a large video wall outside in a covered beer garden. Mm-hmm. We did the audio support system for that project and the control system for that project. And, you know, during the playoffs in this five block area outside the Fiserv Forum, it's you almost can't walk around. It's almost so busy you can't walk around. And that's, you know, with the Milwaukee Brewers playing, it's the same thing. So it's really become a gathering place for people that, you know, can't afford the $200 or $500 playoff seats, whether it be for the Badgers, the Bucks, the Brewers, any of the local sporting teams. Mm-hmm. So it's really been we're starting to see a real uptick. Milwaukee's just getting started on theirs. We still have a couple more blocks to build out over the next 5 to 10 years.
Nice, nice. And we hear that the Mecca's even been getting some attention from other organizations, and you just recently won an award for that project. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We did. So we just won the Best Bar and Restaurant for the Commercial Integrators Awards at Infocom. The year Infocom is canceled is the year we win, which is a little unfortunate. We'd love to have been there to accept that award. But, you know, nevertheless, we'll take it. Sean and I and the whole team are really proud of that. You know, we worked really hard on that project, and there was a lot to lose on that project. It was done in a very short time frame, a matter of 4 months, as the Bucks were going into the playoffs as the number one seed. And they wanted to have that project up and running by the second round of the playoffs, which seemed like it was unrealistic, but we made it happen. we're really proud of it. And, you know, we hope this is the first of many projects. It was actually, we were nominated by another vendor as well as we applied for it as well. So somebody else actually nominated us on our behalf. So that was pretty cool.
So when you won the award, you mentioned you weren't there. Did you have to accept it via like a Zoom call? Is it like one of those Academy Award things where the person's not there and they had you give a thank you speech and you get the award on virtually?
Yeah, they didn't even go that far. They just did a virtual. They just announced the winners on a webcast. And, you know, that's what I said. We missed out on being able to speak and accept the award, but we'll take it. We'll be in the Commercial Integrators Magazine and a few others. And
nice.
We'll get a nice trophy with it. And I know the guys from Dactronics were pretty excited too. It was a group effort, you know, so we look like we won the award, but all of our partners that helped support us through that project really mm-hmm. helped us win that award. So we share it with Dactronics and everybody else that helped us on there.
That's awesome. When you think about, you know, winning that award and what that took to win the award, you mentioned you went to several other, you know, like sports bars, entertainment districts when the original idea of this came about, right? Like you said, in Atlanta, there's one in Canada. What do you think made this one unique though? Cause I mean, I haven't been I've seen pictures and videos of like our installations in these right. entertainment districts. I haven't really been inside of one like the one you're describing. What makes the Mecca different than those other ones that you may have visited?
You know, I will give all the credit to Mike Stocklin, our director of engineering. I think his vision, with a mixture of Sean and my and other people in the company's kind of, you know, we like to over dream. And I think that's what we did on this project. We kind of went, hey, let's just design something that's so crazy. They might just do it. And I think the bar that we were in down in Atlanta was a neat bar, but the audio quality was firing in all different directions. The video quality, it wasn't laid out real where that the big giant video wall they had, there was no area to really view it properly. And kind of with our coordination with the architect and the team and the builder, we kind of, you know, like here's where you need to view this wall from. Here's the optimum viewing. And they kind of built the bar almost like there's a set of luxury suites, you know, open seating luxury suites. Hmm. that are like perfect viewing for the video wall. Like you can sit and watch a game and it feels like you're watching the, you know, 38 foot diagonal video wall feels like it's the right size TV for the room, which is unheard of, but you know, and who knows in man caves to come in the future, that might be a norm.
Right.
But yeah. And the, you know, the TVs at the bar, they're at perfect height, they're perfect size. So I think the design, like I said, the design was the key to that bar, and the audio quality and the way that it comes off that wall, it feels like you're, it's, like I said, it's just an immersive experience. It comes from you. It goes by you. It just feels like it's just the quality of everything. And they did it right. They didn't try to save money in the wrong places. They did it right all the way. The back bar is a piece of artwork where people donated sporting items from shoes, tennis rackets to anything sports related. And they actually melded it into like a black epoxy, and it goes across the entire back of the bar. So people that worked on the bar can go, hey, those are my baseball spikes right there. That's my baseball bat from. So that's the really cool part of it, is it's so personal to everybody who worked on it.
Wow. That's cool. Like I'm listening and Matt's even saying over here that he wants to go there eventually.
Yeah, like
and
I've check seen pictures it of it, but now you keep talking more and more here. I want to come check this thing
out. Yeah. I was
you,
out there.
You and me both.
I was out there for the media event before we started the project and the installation. So I didn't get to see it after completion. Oh, yeah. So yeah, it'd be nice to go back and see everything and see how it all turned out there. Cause it sounds amazing.
Yeah. Hopefully you can go there when there's an actual playoff game, because it's a different experience than just sitting there having lunch with ESPN playing. When it's a game, it's and especially if it's a playoff game, Sean and I and a bunch of our team had the opportunity to watch a couple of playoff games there. And I know Sean will say, you know, feel free to jump in, Sean. It's a pretty incredible experience.
Yeah, I think how they pipe everything in, I mean, even to the point where it's like they've got the CO2 cannons left and right of the screen. So, you know, somebody's heating up and all of a sudden they hits that three and the crowd's going wild and then the CO2 cannons are going. It's like,
oh, wow.
It's a pretty intense atmosphere for sure, you know, and then the different layers and the little mezzanine they've got, you know, really it's just, it's all encompassing, you know, so it's... You're turning around, high fiving someone. There's a couple more TVs. You're not missing any action. It's just unbelievable. Like Ron said, I've never been in a sports bar like it, and it's, you know, it's quite amazing.
That's a joke they always say. What the power of sports is? How many times in life do you go around and high five complete strangers? Right?
Yeah,
right. Something like sports.
Right. And so we've talked a lot about the sports application here. Maybe we can switch gears and talk about a different kind of commercial type application, I think we'd call it. We worked with you on a project at Bank of Montreal Tower in Milwaukee. Can you tell us a little bit about that project?
Yeah, so the BMO project there's a local developer here who's built a lot of buildings in the city of Milwaukee. And we had worked with them on some other projects in the past. And really the BMO Tower was kind of the new crown jewel high rise in the city of Milwaukee. And they had come to us and they wanted something impactful in the lobby, you know, just to make a statement. It looks out over the, you know, you can drive by it, you can see it from the city, this big giant glass lobby. So we had started working with them probably a year, maybe a year and a half ago, with different size, you know, what do they want to do in here? Do they want to do, you know, displays? Do they want to do, you know, then, obviously the obvious choice was, hey, let's put a nice video wall in here. We were working with the developer and there were some other local integrators that were coming up with some ideas, and they had finally settled on the video wall solution. So we had, you know, gotten together with our team from Daktronics, and, you know, kind of what would look good in here, what size would look good in here. And fortunately for us at that time, the Mecca was open. So we had the ability to, take the client and show them, you know, here's a 2.9 video wall. So here's your video quality. They could stand underneath it 10 feet from it. They could stand 30 feet from it. And we ended up, oh, I'm sorry. The 3.9 was in the Mecca. I misspoke. So we had talked to them about, you know, if we think the right fit was more of a 2.9 video wall in there. And, we ended up doing right around a 10 foot by 21 foot tall video wall in the lobby, which just came online about a month ago. The building had had some setbacks. It had a flood. So really, it was a project that Dectronix had it in their warehouse for probably 6 or 7 extra months, which, again, we really appreciate that. We didn't have it sitting here taking up space. You guys are willing to keep it there until the day we needed it. So, you know, they're running on that video wall. They run a lot of drone footage of the city of Milwaukee, the highlights of the city, the Brewers, the Bucks, the skyline, the, you know, all the, you know, the real, the Calatrava Summerfest. So they really just kind of show what it means to live in Milwaukee and the things we get to experience here. So that's how they're utilizing that wall. And I'm sure it'll change over the years, but right now that's kind of that's the objective, is so when people walk in, they're just kind of wowed. It's right in the elevator lobbies.
And I'm kind of curious, this could be for Ron or Sean, is, you know, when a customer comes to you for a project like this and they're looking for ideas, I'm sure you guys, you know, work with several different display technologies through your projects, not just LED. When you're having a conversation with them, at what point does it all of a sudden make you think an LED is the right choice for this application?
Well, I think, you know, really, it's the latest and greatest in technology. Obviously, it isn't the least expensive, but we kind of, when we talk to our clients, we try to guide them so they're making an investment that's going to, you know, an investment in the future, that they're putting in the best technology. You know, it may be a little bit more expensive now, but when you're building a new, you know, 30-story skyscraper, that's a class A building structure, the last thing you want to do is have something in there that is going to be dated. So we really try to guide our clients to make decisions based on budget. Really wouldn't be a factor in a building like that. That building is, that video wall is a small portion of that building, but it's kind of that nickel and diming. You try to push them to the right, you know, you try to push them in the right direction so they don't make a bad decision and come back to you and go, why weren't you a little more stern about doing that?
Yeah, right. Because that was going to be my follow-up question, was like, not to say sticker shock, but it's sometimes people see the cost of an LED display and they think, oh, I could just buy a TV, right, from like Best Buy or Walmart or something and put in here. And they don't always realize that, like you're saying, this lasts a lot longer. There's a number of different factors as to why it does cost more, but why you should do that.
Yeah, I think the project we just finished up here that we started talking about, that was the perfect storm. I mean, having them come in and see it, because like you said, you can't look at a picture and comprehend it. You can't reference the Jumbotron like, yeah, it's what the Bucks have in the jump. They can't wrap their head around that. But being able to stand there in front of it, it was so important. I think that was a huge, you know, I wish I could have one of those in our warehouse here constantly that I could pop up and show clients, because we'd probably sell 10 times more of them than we do already.
Wow. Yeah. And when you were learning about these technologies and even LED, did you actually come and visit Brookings at all and check out Dactronics?
We had met Dactronics at Infocom a couple of times. And before this recent project, we actually had our primary project manager here in Milwaukee and our lead install technician fly out. Mainly, they wanted to get out there and put their eyes on the project to help us kind of be prepared for a smooth installation, because the project was running behind. So they had one out. Unfortunately, Sean and myself have not visited yet. I was supposed to be on that trip, but I had some things going on here at the office that we had to keep rolling along, but they really enjoyed the trip. They really enjoyed seeing the products, what was available. I understand it's a great, great showroom. So we fully anticipate, you know, Sean, myself, and our director of engineering going out there, because I think that's valuable, because we probably still don't know to this day all what Dactronix has to offer. And once we see what they have to offer, that's when we find use cases for it.
Yeah, and there's always, I mean, I wouldn't say struggle, but we're always coming out with new products and things like that. So it's even for us in marketing here at Dactronix, you know, to try and keep on top of what are some of the latest things coming out. That sometimes you have to just go down and see it, like a showroom type application, to be able to see all that in. But yeah, we're always interested to see what people think when they come to South Dakota and visit and realize that there is this big, you know, technology company that's based in South Dakota. I've heard things when people drive up the interstate and, you know, and they look left and right and there's just planes, nothing but planes. And then all of a sudden come to Brookings and boom, there's some huge, you know, manufacturing space up here. and just kind of catches them off guard a little bit. But
well, Sean likes to pheasant hunt, so I imagine we'll find a reason to get out there.
There you go, Sean.
Yeah, if you've got a reason like that, it makes more sense. Sometimes it's tough for us to lure people to visit us in the dead of winter and say, hey, come check out Daktronics in Brookings.
I was going to say, what time of the year did they visit? They didn't do it during the winter, did they?
No, they went out. They were in spring of this year.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was back in, early March, I believe.
Okay. I say some people aren't a fan of like the negative 30 below windshield that we get, but
that's warm. That's warm compared to some days over here.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
You guys are more familiar with that. Yep. Yeah.
We had that polar vortex a couple of years back.
Oh,
70 or 80 below zero, whatever.
Oh yeah. That's not fun.
We always say it's colder, but on the eastern side of the state, it's the wind. The wind is ridiculous around here. So it takes that wind chill and just plummets.
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose.
So we've talked a lot about a few projects that we've worked on together. Could you go into maybe a little bit of the benefits of working with us from even before the sale and then maybe during the installation or even after on service and support?
Yeah, I think, you know, the benefits of working with Daktronics is the upfront coordination, just the communication is so easy with, I probably talk to Brock at least once a week, and whether we have a project going on or not. So, the coordination and just making sure they come out and do site visits and, you know, progress visits. And I'm not talking virtually, they get in their car and they drive out here and they spend a couple of days here and we go and walk these sites. And that's just so valuable because you know, Daktronics is the professionals. They're the people that these are the go-to people. So it really gives you a level of comfort knowing that those guys have put their eyes on it. Our experts have put our eyes on it. So you really gives me confidence knowing that the end user is going to get exactly what they asked for. It's going to look good and it's going to be done on time, on budget. You know, commissioning, we use Daktronics, helps us in the commissioning at the end of it. Cause again, you guys are the experts. So it's always good to have, you know, Tom on site out here, making sure, yep, everything's right. He may be here for a day. He may be here for two. And, you know, our team is really getting up to speed on these now. So it's just everything from design, delivery, and just in the support, you know, something happens. You know, we've had a few incidences at the Mecca where things went haywire and, you know, we're on with Daktronics. They're on it. Same night, getting it fixed, getting it online. Customer, you know, maybe down for a couple of minutes here or there. So that to me is invaluable. And I know it is to the reputation of our company as well.
All right, then to kind of, I don't know, maybe help wrap up this conversation then is we're looking forward into the future here. I mean, we all don't know what's going to happen, but
right.
what are some of the applications that you're the most excited to start getting into?
Me personally, we have a large enterprise client base. I just see video walls becoming the replacement for large TVs in boardrooms, training rooms, replacing the projectors and screens altogether. That's where I see the potential for our partnership going forward. You know, obviously any large bars and restaurants and things like that, but I see this partnership with us coming to the enterprise level in that way, where digital signage and lobbies and things like that, not being handcuffed to a 98 or 100 inch TV in a boardroom because they don't want a projector and screen. And I think us as a company of having all these different levels of Daktronics video walls throughout the city of Milwaukee, we're quickly becoming the go-to company for these. And we have the ability to take clients now and show them this could go in your boardroom. Yeah. It doesn't have to be 14 feet by 8 feet, but it can be, 8 feet by 6 feet. It can be any size you want it to be. That to me is really exciting.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Thanks. It's always good to hear what you guys see coming up on the horizon there and what could possibly be next for the industry. Ron, Sean, thanks for joining us guys. It's great. It's been great talking to you today and hearing about these projects.
Well, thanks for having us. We appreciate it. We're excited for what the future holds for our partnership, and there'll be another one down the road here soon. We're working on one with you guys right now. We're trying to put a video wall on the side of a semi trailer. So that's our next one.
That Stay sounds like tuned. The next podcast episode is what that sounds like.
Yeah.
I got a lot of questions.
We hope it works out, but that's what we were working on with you guys last. So.
All right. Sounds great. Well, thanks again, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Daktronics Experience Podcast. Please subscribe at your favorite place to listen to podcasts to keep up with our latest episodes.